Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Sharp.
Coming up on NBA Today, the Celtics. They are three games from making history, but only one from becoming it. So how Boston can force the Heat to Game 6 and what it could mean if they don't. Plus, the Nuggets, they are ready for the finals. Austin Rivers joins us with all of the latest there. And it's been a while. It's been a while since we've done the Upper Room. We head there with Vince Carter. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews in Game 5. It is set to tip off in just over 5 hours, and Miami is looking to clinch another finals appearance while it is do or die for the Celtics tonight at home. But let's talk a little bit more about Miami. The biggest difference in the playoffs has been their offense, right? The Heat, they ranked last in points per game during the regular season, but they're scoring more. They're shooting way better from three in the postseason. So let's dive into it a little bit more, because perhaps Miami's focus, it shouldn't be on shooting threes. It should be stopping Boston from shooting from the three so well, because that's what they're going to need to do in Game 5. The Celtics are ridiculous. They're 37-2 this year when they shoot 40% from deep. And you guessed it, they did reach that mark in Game 4, which brings us to tonight, right? Vegas sees a Game 6 back in Miami on the horizon. The Celtics, you can see it here. They are the heavy favorites tonight. That's the betting line, but we know Miami doesn't put much stock into that. They've already taken games in Boston. So let's bring in our senior writer, Brian Windhorst, for the latest here, because Miami has some injuries to report. What more can you tell us, Brian?
Yeah, Gabe Vincent has been ruled out with a sprained left ankle that he suffered in the fourth quarter of Game 4. And Malika, this is significant development. He's been terrific in this series, shooting 58% overall, over 50% from three, basically been one of their main scoring options. The Heat haven't announced who they will start in his place, but you can assume that Kyle Lowry will get a boost in minutes. He has been very effective coming off the bench. We'll see if Eric Spoelstra leaves him coming off the bench or brings him into the start lineup. But regardless, I think you can look for Jimmy Butler to have the ball more in his hands as an initiator playing point guard. And also, Malika, keep an eye on Bam Adebayo. He can bring the ball up and play effectively kind of as the initiator. I would expect him to do a little bit more of that tonight as well.
Yeah, point Bam. I think back to, I think it was Game 5 against the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, and that was so effective for them down the stretch. Brian Windhorst, thank you so very much. We are going to dive into Gabe Vincent a little bit more shortly, but Richard Jefferson is with us and making his NBA Today debut. Austin Rivers is in the building. Welcome, sir.
Oh, yeah, a lighting effect?
I know. He even put on a tie. Oh. You never do that.
No. That's put on all the stuff. That's not what this is. I do this for the people.
It is not. It's definitely not for the people. All right, let's focus in on the Celtics here, yeah. Richard. What are they going to need to do in order to force a Game 6?
They're going to win Game 5. Like that's just what it is. I was the person that said, like, when the world is betting against the Celtics, I'm going to bet for the Celtics. And look, Gabe Vincent, you saw those numbers, 17 points a game.
Yep.
40% from three. That's a tough one. And they're already shorthanded. And look, the Miami Heat have a next man up mentality. That's one of the beautiful things about their organization. And they've always been that way. But sometimes that next man up, you start running out of men. And so the Boston Celtics are going to play well. They're going to shoot well. They're going to win that game. And then the pressure starts in Game 6 for Miami.
That's the thing, though. I feel like Boston is one of those places, Austin, that when the player starts to get tight, when the lead starts to get close, the whole arena is like, oh, is this really going to be going down? What do you think? How does Boston keep their momentum here?
I mean, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere in there tonight. We all know, you know, the Boston crowd, the energy that's going to be in there. It's a unique situation in the fact that usually when a team wins their fourth game, when they're down 3-0, they're usually going to the other teams back home.
Right.
You know, Boston has a unique situation where they're going back home. There is a belief that this team could do this, that they can come back. You win tonight, and this is a real series.
Yeah.
And I have Boston winning too. I got Boston.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The whole thing or just tonight?
No, just tonight.
Let's bring Kendrick Perkins into the conversation as well, because no one knows the Celtics quite like you. How can they push this to a game six, Perk?
Well, I think Jason Tatum got to be the Jason Tatum that we saw last game. And before I get started, Malika, what's up, Austin? I raised him. I remember
OG,
when he was coming
up,
into the gym just in eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to sit at my locker and pick my brain. But look, it's all good. What's happening? I think I need to see more of Grant Williams. I got to see more of Grant Williams. People been giving Grant Williams a lot of heat for about poking the bear, but he has been playing exceptional basketball in this series. And for a guy that was getting DMPs, Missoula wasn't really going to him. Now, all of a sudden, he has become that guy that's been a guy that's been playing his role to the extreme on the offensive end, knocking down shots. And he has brought a certain type of edge and tenacity defensively that this Celtic team was lacking. So I'm looking at Grant Williams and I'm looking at Joe Missoula and I'm saying we might need to see more of him and less of Malcolm Brogdon.
Vince Carter is with us as well, and Vince has a little bit of experience.
That's a take.
Yeah. Oh, do you agree with it?
All right, we're going to go to Vince.
You want some time here?
No. Vince got this.
Vince has some experience being down 3-0, coming back. Vince, what should the Celtics' mentality be tonight?
The mentality needs to be, obviously, defensively first and turnovers. But defensively, they were able to keep the Miami Heat out of the paint. When they were keeping out of the Miami Heat out of the paint, they weren't allowed to get open threes. It didn't open up lobs and layups. Duncan Robinson was getting into the Boston Celtics defense at will, opening up lobs, layups, and open threes. But when they stepped their defensive intensity up, 18-0 run, they created the 4 turnovers and blew the game over. So defensively, I think, is extremely important. One more thing to add. They had 10 turnovers, which they were having 15 turnovers in their losses. Jason Tatum had 5 of those. So he just has to be careful with protecting the ball. Yes, he's a scorer. Usually your go-to scorer. You allow them to have a few more turnovers than you like. But 5 turnovers of your 10 is a lot, and that's something to watch.
But, Vince, you've actually been there. You've been in a 3-0 hole and have climbed back. So take us inside. What's required here?
So in 20 – what do you mean, oh, yeah?
Shots fired.
In 2010, Malika, shut up for a second. In 2010, we ran into a Boston Celtics night. And we came into this series real cocky, real comfortable, because we won 8 in a row. We swept through Charlotte, and then we swept through Atlanta, and we ran into this Boston Celtics team, and they came into our building the first 2 games, and they beat us down. Now we go into there, it's like we just got to get one. Well, we go down 0-3. And for us, it was just like stay connected. That's the most important thing. Stay connected. And from there, obviously, you have to play perfect basketball, stay together. We started to feed Dwight Howard, and you see this guy walking out right there, Mr. Perkins, because he had 2 technicals and got him ejected, which gave us a win. Thanks, Perk. Instead of us losing the series 4-1, we ended up losing in 6. So we gave ourselves a chance by just staying together and swinging for the fence.
So Perk needs to be back on the Celtics.
Yeah, if they want to win the series, if the Celtics want to win the series, definitely have me back on there. That's it, for sure. And you know what? Listen, here's the thing. I don't even remember that series. I don't even remember getting ejected that game. Mm. But, I mean, you know, they got game 5, and they came back to Boston, and we know and the rest was history. But VC is right, though. You know, at the end of the day, they got to take it 1 game at a time. And let me add this. Mm. The Celtics have not been playing well at home this playoffs.
No, they have not.
Facts.
Over the last 2 years, actually, they're just 10-11 at home in the playoffs. But a huge domino in all this is Gabe Vincent. He spoke earlier today at Shoot Around. Let's take a listen.
How hard is it to not be able to play tonight, knowing what's on the line, and how much it means to your team?
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate. I'm a competitor. I love to compete with my guys, and it's definitely the highest stakes, and so I'll be here supporting them and watch them do their thing tonight.
Yeah, we'll adjust. You know, we've had a bunch of other guys step up, and that's what we need tonight. It's great having a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, to step in.
All right. right, definitely a huge loss for the Heat. They're trying to make their second finals in the last 3 years. We know that you don't have much faith that they're going to get the win tonight, Rich.
No, I think Boston Celtics, look, Jason Tatum plays his best when his back is against the wall. In the last two postseasons, they have come back from being down 3-2. So I believe them to keep fighting. I know what they're going to do. And at home, and I think the Boston crowd, when they look at this team, they're going to go. They're going to give them all the energy that they need. And then they're going to get it done. And then the pressure is Game 6 Miami.
Because pressure is a fickle, funny thing, Austin. All of a sudden, when you get feel a little bit more, your backs are up against them all just slightly more if it goes back to Miami for a Game 6. How does that change things?
Well, I think the playoffs are all narrative-based. Each game, there's always a new narrative after each game. And I think right now, you're looking at a team that, you know, prior to this point, Miami's really built their whole identity off being the underdog. And now they have the lead and the pressure's switched. Mm-hmm. Now they have to close out.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of good young players who are in situations that they've never really been in. They've played well. Strauss, Vincent, I know he's out. You know, Cody Martin. You have all these guys who have played, you know, exceptional basketball. But this is a new situation to be in. They're favored to win over the team that went to the finals last year.
Right.
So this is a new situation for them to be in.
Well, and that's what Ramona Shelburne was saying on our show yesterday, that Jason Tatum felt like all of a sudden all the pressure's off. We're playing with house money. No one expects us to be the first of 151 teams to make a comeback here. So all of a sudden we get to play a little bit more freely. We get to play a little bit looser, Vince.
Yeah, but I would say this. Boston Celtics have the momentum. They found a way to get a win. Yes, you go off the middle. But I feel like the Miami Heat still has the advantage. They have three games to win one. You have three opportunities, whether you get tight here or not, whether you go back for some home cooking or whatever. You know, we say your role players play better at home than on the road. All of these opportunities, but they put themselves in the position to where they have three opportunities to win one. So if I'm the Miami Heat tonight, yes, we're down a man. We're swinging for the fences. Obviously, we're trying to get a game plan where we make it tough for Jason Tatum. And you're going to pick a guy on the Boston Celtics that's going to allow them to beat you instead of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown tonight.
Well, I will say this. History is on Miami's side because the Heat, they've responded well to losses. They've actually only lost four games this entire postseason, and they haven't lost consecutive games at any point. In fact, take a look at this. Miami has won by an average of 15 points immediately following a loss. So they know what they're doing here.
Well, look, the Lakers hadn't lost consecutive games either, and then they got swept.
And we know how that went. All right, friends, we got a lot to get to over the next 45 minutes. What? Nuggets, they're already in. They booked their tickets to the finals. So former Nugget, Austin Rivers, he's going to share what it's like to be on the court with the two-time MVP Nikola Jokic. Plus, Heat Celtics Game 5. We just started talking about it, but we are not done. It's just over a couple hours away. So our crew is going to dive into who needs to step up for their respective teams. And we told Austin that he could have his phone with him during the show. He was going to like hand it over like it's the first day of school. But you need it. You need to get out your phone, scan the QR code, let us know, is this series ending tonight? Or are we going to see a Game 6? We're going to reveal the results coming up a little later in the show. We're just getting started here on NBA Today.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Denver now one win away from clinching their first NBA Finals berth. Question is, will it end tonight?
We came to fight, we came to win. We lost the flow, but never again.
Puts it up. Bang! Nikola Jokic, what a shot! Trailing by 15 at halftime. What a turnaround for Denver.
We gotta win.
Tied with just over a minute remaining. Puts it up and in. Nuggets up by two. It's the Lakers' turn to Hanson. Goes inside. Shot blocked. It's over. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals.
We're going to keep making history. That's the thing. We got four more minutes to go.
Denver's mentality is we are not done yet. Still four more that they are aspiring to. But Nikola Jokic, he has been impressive all season long, was in the MVP conversation for sure. Perk, what separates him from other stars in the NBA?
Well, I believe it's his IQ, right? Like, we know he's one of the most skilled, if not the most skilled center to ever touch the damn basketball. But when it comes down to his IQ and him thinking the game, it's like no other. And you heard Bron talk about it. Like, when Bron say and put you on the same level as him for his thinking, you know you're doing something right. But I've been more impressed with his leadership. I've been watching his leadership. Even when he got in foul trouble, I believe it was in game three, his leadership off the bench, him picking up guys, him showing emotions, him trusting guys where the ball didn't have to be in his hands at times. That's the difference of Jokic. I think his unselfishness and his IQ is what separates him from a lot of other young stars in this game.
We get to watch from the outside looking in, and it's so much fun to see Nikola Jokic just heave up these three-pointers. You're like, oh, there's no way that this is going in. Oh, actually.
Oh, yeah. I think it's always going in. I don't, like, no way.
I mean,
way.
At this point, you have to bank on it because we've seen it so many times. But, Austin, you actually played with him. Can you take us inside what that's like?
It's easy. you know, their team is based off of movement.
Yeah.
And understanding where to be at when he has the ball. The easy part is he pretty much directs you. You know, you can see right there on the backside, he's waiting for the double team. Aaron Gordon's always rolling, which brings the defense in. I'm right open in the corner. There's probably, he's the only big in the league that can make that pass, being double team and can just swing it across the court like that. I mean, look at this. That's Aaron Gordon. You see this time he's not helping, so now he has the lob. AG has been a perfect fit for the Denver Nuggets and really opening up everything for Jokic to really just pick apart defenses. He's always finding the right man at the right time. The best thing that I love about Jokic and the most impressive thing that I found playing with him is you cannot speed him up.
Yeah.
Can't speed him up. He plays at his own pace. And, yeah, he's the best doing it right now.
I was listening to the Woj pod with Adrian Wojnarowski and Dave McMenamin, and a scout said that, you know, watching Nikola Jokic play, he's like water. He just, like, flows within every single offense. There's no stopping him because he just morphs to the next form.
Well, look, at the end of the day, if Jokic is able to win a championship this year and continue the numbers that he's putting up, it will be one, two, or three, pick it, greatest run we've ever seen. Because he's averaging a 30-point triple-double right now. That's what he's averaging, a 30-point triple-double. He's beaten KD. He's beaten the Lakers. Then whoever he gets, if he gets Boston, you know, Miami Heat, and they win their first championship, this is going, like, show me another run from start to finish, right? Like, we've seen great ones, LeBron James. We've seen great ones from Kobe Bryant. But a 30-point triple-double throughout the entire postseason, we've never seen that before.
Same.
So you have to put it up there with one of the great playoff performances. And coming off the heels of two MVPs, I don't know where he ranks. I don't need to play this game. But what he's doing right now is one of the most impressive things that we have ever seen in the history of the game of basketball.
So obviously we're still waiting to see who is going to be the representation.
It's going to be the Boston Celtics.
But Vince, regardless of if it's the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat, should the Nuggets be considered the clear-cut favorite here in the finals?
I have them as a clear-cut favorite because of Nikola Jokic and his unselfishness. He's like a 2K player that you can create. When you get that opportunity to create a player, you create a player that is what? Can do everything, that has all those. Obviously you forgot the athleticism because he doesn't have that, but he makes it like, he makes up for it. Like Austin said, you can't speed him up. He's going to play at his pace and he sees everything. And I look at him like Dirk. When I play with Dirk, Dirk is an unselfish superstar who is his willingness to make make plays for other people. If someone's going, he's like, hey, go for it. Like Perk said, he's empowering other guys. No, you're rolling. We're gonna play through Jamal Murray because he's balling. Or KCP, we gotta find ways to get him. I look at him like that, and that's why he's, they're so tough to beat because if he's doubled, he's going to make the right play every time.
Let's take a look and see if the odds makers agree with you, because the Nuggets, they've been rolling. They've been the number one seed in the Western Conference since December. Mm. So you can see how it all shakes out here as the Nuggets punch their first ever ticket to the NBA Finals. So I mentioned they punched their first ever ticket. It was actually a 46-year drought that the franchise had before reaching the NBA Finals. They're one of only six teams, you can see, to never make the NBA Finals. And it's not like they haven't had their chances, right? They made the conference finals five separate times, and now they've finally broken through. Our Mark Spears has more.
James on the drive, goes inside, shot blocked. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
It's been almost a half century since the Denver Nuggets have been this close to a championship.
Dr. J!
In 1976, they lost the last ABA championship to Julius Erving and the New York Nets in six games.
And the crowd storms out of the court as the New York Nets win 112-106.
That was the franchise's last visit to a championship series. And then the Nuggets became fool's gold.
Anthony had the finish.
Before 2023, Denver made four appearances in the NBA Western Conference Finals. In 1978, they won their division, but were defeated by the Seattle Supersonics. In 85, Kareem, Magic, and the Showtime Lakers dominated Alex English's Nuggets.
The Los Angeles Lakers have won the Western Conference Championship for the fourth straight time.
In 2009, led by Chauncey Billups and Carmelo Anthony, Denver lost to Los Angeles and Kobe Bryant.
Until we go out there and beat the Lakers, they're going to be the best team in the West.
And in 2020, in the bubble, the Lakers, with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, again eliminated the Nuggets.
Wish things went differently, but try to come back next year and try to come back stronger.
Jokic back to Murray, another three-pointer. It's good! Jamal Murray, red hot!
Today's Nuggets are fool's gold no more. As a number one seed for the first time in their 47 seasons in the NBA, they gain revenge on the Lakers. The past is the past, and now the Nuggets finally have a chance to reach the ultimate Rocky Mountain high of winning a championship while the world watches.
We're not satisfied. We got four more to go. Let's go, Nugget Nation!
So now that the Nuggets are in, the question is, who are they going to face? Is it the Heat or the Celtics? We know Richard thinks it's the Celtics, but take out your phones. I want to know what you all at home think. Scan the QR code. Let us know who is going to take game five. Is it Miami? Is it Boston? We will reveal the results later in the show. And speaking of Boston, coming up on NBA Today, grab your clam chowder. We're going to head back there because who's been the best player on the floor in game five? Who needs to be between the Heat and the Celtics? Plus, it is that time. We are headed to the upper room, baby. The best dunk of the playoffs. There can only be one. Which will Vince Carter invite into the upper room? And while Victor Wembanyama is playing for a championship in France right now, we're going to take a look at another draftee that could be the next Blake Griffin. That's coming up next on NBA Today.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You're watching NBA Today.
Leading 3-0, 13-6 Miami run to end the half.
I think we just had to settle down a little bit. We saw a couple go in and we started to play free.
It's a three for Tatum, back-to-back triples. The Celtics maybe have found their confidence again. This finally looks like the team that we saw at times in the playoffs and certainly in the regular season.
Heat up the clam chowder in Boston. We're coming back.
We didn't play well those first two games, but we didn't want that to define the season. We still got a long uphill battle to go, but tonight was a good start.
Just as a reminder, teams that trail 0-3 in a best-of-seven series are 0-150 all-time. But the Celtics, they are trying to make a little bit of history here as we say hello to Tim Bontemps and Nick Friedell, who are in Boston ahead of this pivotal Game 5. And, Tim, I'm going to start with you here. Let's talk a little bit about the Celtics' mindset. What is it heading into this game?
Well, as you heard Malika, both Jason Tatum and Dave Pasch say during that intro, the Celtics got back to looking like themselves in Game 4. And that was what Al Horford talked about this morning at Shootaround, the fact that he liked the way the Celtics played defensively in Game 4, and he liked the way the ball moved on offense. And I think you could see that in specifically the three-point shooting for both teams in Game 4. After Miami went 44 for 92 over the first three games of this series, they shot just 8 for 32. It's 25% in Game 4. And the Celtics, after being under 30% through the first three games, got back up to that magic 40% number in Game 4. Boston's now 37-2 this season when it shoots 40% or better from three. And I think that's going to be the key for Boston going forward, is keeping that ball movement, keeping their offense flowing, and getting that defensive identity back. That was the big thing the Celtics talked about, Malika, in the couple days between Games 3 and 4. That their defensive identity, which had the Celtics as the second-best defense in the NBA in the regular season, simply hasn't been there in the playoffs. Yeah. The Celtics are 10th in defense right now. They have not played to that level in the postseason. But they played great at the defensive end in Game 4. Obviously, no Gabe Vincent tonight for Miami in Game 5. And if the Celtics can get a win here in Boston, where they're 10-11 over the last two postseasons, they're going to feel awfully good about their chances going back to Miami and getting Game 6 as well.
Well, you know how it goes, Tim. All of a sudden, they hit a couple threes early. They get a few stops. The crowd gets into it, and then they're off to the races. But you said the magic words. So let's bring Nick Friedell, rather, back into the conversation, because, Nick, Tim mentioned that no Gabe Vincent tonight. And Eric Spoelstra said he's getting better. He's just not quite ready to be in an Eastern Conference Finals game. So how is Miami preparing to be without their starting point guard tonight?
Malika, they still feel very confident, and the reason why is because they have Kyle Lowry. And Eric Spoelstra referred to him several times as our Hall of Fame quarterback who we can plug in, and we know what he's going to get us to do. Now, Spoelstra did not want to say yet whether or not Lowry would start, because, Malika, they love the rhythm that Kyle Lowry has provided to that second unit. He's been very stable for the group. So whether or not he starts, they are going to play him a lot. They know he's been in the biggest of games. They know that he has a rhythm with Jimmy Butler. And Malika, that's the key tonight without Vincent. You know what you're getting from Jimmy. After Game 4, Bam said, I have to be better.
Right.
I'm going to try to impose my will on this game. And then if you get a solid 30 to 35 minutes from Kyle Lowry, the Heat feel very good about their chances of being able to close things out tonight and get a few extra days of rest prior to heading out to Denver for the start of Game 1.
Yeah, we heard Brian Windhorst say it earlier. Maybe we see a little bit more point Bam tonight as well. Nick Friedell, thank you so very much. Enjoy the game. So we know, right, that no Gabe Vincent, it has a little bit of a ripple effect in these playoffs. But take a look at this. The Heat are 3-0, a series lead behind some strong three-point shooting. You can take a look at how it all shakes out there. Back here, though, with Richard Jefferson, with Austin Rivers, with your Gucci mullets. So let's play a little game. He said, you know, their business in the front, party in the back, little situation.
Yeah, that's trademark Gucci. Holla at me. Holla at me.
Let's dive a little bit more into this Game 5. And Richard, since Austin's new to this, I'm going to start with you here. The star player that you think needs to show up in order for their team to win is who?
And we are going to reveal this. Jason Tatum, like I said. No, this is the thing about Jason Tatum. He does play well with his back against the wall. We've known that. We saw it last year coming back from 3-2. We saw it this year against Philly. So I know Jason Tatum needs to continue to be a leader, cut down the turnovers, but being aggressive, being aggressive in the fourth. We've seen him have slow starts in first quarters. He's got to have a good first quarter. He's got to have a good fourth quarter and everything in between.
Well, finally, we saw him show up in the fourth quarter last game. So potentially there's a little bit of momentum there. Who you got, Austin?
Well, actually, I'm going to agree.
Hey, that's my guy. Look at this.
You know what
that
is, man.
That's my guy.
Yeah. I got Jason, man. He's the guy. You know, he's a superstar. He's the one that really has to propel the Celtics. Like you guys alluded to already, he hasn't had his best series in the fourth quarter, but last game could be really an opening for him just in terms of confidence and him going to this game with full level of comfort. They're back in Boston. I expect a big game from Jason. I have them winning tonight.
All right. Well, what about this? Who needs to step up, raise their ceiling a little bit more?
And we shall reveal it again. Duncan Robinson. Why do we need Duncan Robinson to play well? One, because obviously the Miami Heat struggle shooting the three, and that's been kind of their staple all postseason long. They've shot the ball very well. But now, when you don't have Vincent, so now all of a sudden, he's one guy that can hit three threes in a quarter, blow the game open. He can hit three threes and a half, and all of a sudden, you have to kind of tweak. You have to kind of keep, you know, chasing him around, and now other people get open shots. So his three-point shot, to me, is going to be so important, especially without those 17-point a game and that 40% from three that Vincent gives you.
All right, you're rocking with Duncan. Who are you rocking with, Austin?
I'm going with Kyle Lowry, especially in tonight's game. You know, Gabe Vincent is out. He has been extremely solid for the Miami Heat. He's scored the ball. I think Kyle is going to have to be a little bit more aggressive to score to fill in with some of those points. You know, Vincent's been having 20-point games, 15-point games, 17-point games. I really look forward to Kyle stepping up and have a big game. He's been there before. Obviously, we know, you know, his past and what he's done in the playoffs with the Raptors. I look forward to him having a big game tonight and helping Miami get that maybe possibly.
So we know the Nuggets, they're at home. They're chilling. They're waiting to see who their opponent is going to be. Might you both have the same answer to who they would rather play?
Shall we reveal?
Oh!
And we're going to come over here. Come over here.
Why the Miami Heat?
The reason why they want the Miami Heat is this. One, they would have home court advantage, right? They would have home court advantage. Denver would have home court advantage. And then for me, too, they have multiple big bodies. The Lakers didn't have big bodies. The Lakers had Anthony Davis, and they were really afraid to put him on him one-on-one. You got Williams. You got Horford. You got Williams. Like, there's two Williams, okay, Grant and Robert. So I'm just saying. So they have more bodies, and they have the perimeter guys that can chase around the Denver perimeter guys. And so to me, the Boston Celtics, when they do meet up with them in the finals, that's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah, the playoffs are all matchups. I also think on the flip side, when you look at Boston's backcourt, I think Jokic would be constantly in a pick and roll the entire game, just wearing him down. His overall load each night that he has to and has on his shoulders for the Nuggets to have a chance to win. I just think Boston matches up with them better. I think they're hoping for the Heat to close out tonight.
Well, and the last thing I'll say is, like, don't forget. Like, I know the Boston Celtics have not played great, but when you talk about Marcus Smart, when you talk about, you know, when you talk about White, Jamal Murray's been crushing people all postseason. He's been one of the top two or three guards in the postseason all year long. So if you get him going, you got some defenders that can hopefully try and contain him.
So you're hoping to see Bam Adebayo versus the Nuggets, but you think it's going to be?
No, it's going to be Boston. I said this. Boston's going to be the first team.
But it's going to be the battle of the big men that we're watching.
Yes.
And speaking of big men, coming up next on NBA Today, Victor Wembanyama was in action today as he plays in a championship, for a championship in France. But I want to know who is going to be playing for a championship in the NBA Finals. Is it going to be the Heat? Is it going to be the Celtics? Well, it all starts tonight with Game 5. Who gets the win? We want to know your answers. You watching at home, we will reveal the results coming up later in the show. Victor Wembanyama. How many times do we see Richard, a player of his ilk, not only getting ready to be drafted, but also playing for a championship in France with Rudy Gobert in attendance?
Stud.
He is like, a stud.
When I watch him play, just even here, my favorite thing that I've seen about Victor is when him and Rudy Gobert were standing next to each other and Rudy Gobert was looking up at him. That was the most, like, I don't know. I just, it was hard for me to put it into words, like, how weird that is, because Rudy's one of the biggest guys in this league, and I think he's going to dominate and be very, very good early.
We expect him to be the number one pick to the San Antonio Spurs, and you can see why right here. His touch, beautiful. Victor Wembanyama. But speaking of the draft, It's less than a month away, so it's time for our draft day difference makers as we say hello to Andrea Carter. Andrea, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. Who is it that maybe is a little bit outside the box that you have your eye on?
Well, Malika, thank you for having me. And this guy that I'm going to talk about today is a lot outside of the box. It is a power forward, a four-year guy out of Indiana in Trayce Jackson-Davis. And I say he's outside of the box because he averaged 21 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, without shooting any threes this season, which is pretty unheard of in today's NBA landscape. But when I tell you there are bright spots in his game that he'll be able to offer a lot to teams. Now, bear with me. I'm going to compare him to Blake Griffin in three different ways. He is not Blake Griffin, but there are glimpses of Blake in his game, and this particularly, the low post scoring ability. His bounce, his poise, his ability to play in traffic. Where did we see that before? With Blake Griffin in college. Trayce Jackson-Davis attempted three threes in his career. Blake Griffin attempted 10 threes in his college career. So there's a comparison between those two. I think he's going to have a really high ceiling, and Blake Griffin is that.
Okay, so if Blake Griffin is his NBA comp, where do you see him fitting? Which team do you see him fitting best with?
Yeah, there are two teams in particular that I think could work for Trayce Jackson-Davis, and that's going to be Charlotte and that's going to be Indiana, because both of those teams were thin at the power forward position. Both of those teams have top 10 picks, so they're going to get their big time guy, their big time performer in that top 10. And then I think they can get Trayce Jackson-Davis later in the 20s, later in the 30s. That's where I feel like he is going to fall. And if you think about Charlotte's bench production, they were bottom of the league in points off the bench. So you bring a big-time scorer like Trayce Jackson-Davis off the bench, let him play with a high motor, let him rebound. That's an area where Indiana struggled this season, the power forward position and rebounding. So I think he could offer being a specialist in those areas for those two teams. And I live in the Queen City, so I'd be happy to see his motor up and down the floor in Charlotte.
Well, you mentioned the 30s. Trayce Jackson-Davis, he came in 34th, Andrea, in the ESPN mock draft. That would have him going to the Hornets. That's near the top of the second round, which is according to our draft expert Jonathan Gavoni. Andrea Carter, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. You can see how the latest ESPN mock draft shakes out. And our next WNBA game is on ESPN2 next Tuesday. The Storm, they host the Liberty at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. The WNBA countdown crew gets us tipped off at 8:30 Eastern. Still to come on NBA Today. I don't know if Austin Rivers is ready for this. We have a very special edition of the Upper Room, baby. Winners only.
Hey, Mike.
Winners only.
MVP.
Have I won this year?
No.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
Ago today. I'm not sure. Does that count as a dunk on Jordan?
That's Vince's rookie year.
Would it make the upper room?
No, it doesn't count. Hey, chill, Andre. No. Yeah, it could make the upper room, Malika.
All right. Well,
no laugh to that.
It is that time. We're almost to the NBA Finals. We have not done a playoff edition of the upper room because we wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure there were enough dunks that were upper room worthy. But now it is that time. So, Austin, this is how this works. We will all humbly present our dunks to one Mr. Vince Carter, the dunk god, and he gets to pick one and only one that will make it into the upper room. Richard never wins, so he can start us off.
That's not nice. All right, let's go. Roll the tape.
You're letting it speak for itself?
Yeah, I'm going to let it speak for itself.
Terrence Ross, TJ Warren. Wow, body. What a highlight. Jokic, an absurd.
You know, RJ, I know why you picked that.
You were on the call, huh?
Because that's kind of that, your little sneaky dunks from back in your day.
Did you just see what he did? What he did to Kevin Durant? One of the greatest players of all time. Put him on the body bag. He fell against the backdrop.
Yeah, players.
Come on now.
Greatest offensive players.
Ooh.
I mean, the Nuggets did punch their ticket to the finals already. That's cute. That's nice. Perk, can you do any better?
Yeah, that was
I could do way better than that in VC. I feel like I've been getting finessed over the last couple weeks when it comes out of the upper room. I don't want no stuff out of you. Listen, we already know the great dunk you had over Alonzo Mourning was great. Why? Because it was against a defensive player of the year. Now, here we go. Anthony Davis in the postseason took a lot of heat, but you want to see a dead body? Check out Jaren Jackson Jr. after this play. God bless America. Oh, look at the yell. That's the passion we've been looking for. Talk to me, VC. That's your defensive player of the year. He caught that over. Defensive player of the year. It matters.
Hey, Perk,
it matters.
Hey, Perk, what happened to him?
You want to see a dead body?
Austin, you think you got the hang of it? You think you can make it into the upper room?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not about the type of dunk. It's about who you dunk on, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you. Kevin Durant.
I
like your player of the year.
It's levels.
You know, 87 foot. I don't know how impressive that is. This right here is what's impressive to me. You got Cam Johnson catching a straight line drive. Talking about body to body on a 7-footer.
He's spinning around too. Look.
Man. Catching a body, there's no better adrenaline in basketball. Cam Johnson got this one. Straight line drive right to the bop.
Body to body.
Tar Heels.
Talk to me, man.
Hey, That's impressive that you picked the Tar Heel like that.
Come on, man.
No, that's good.
I'm not biased today.
All right, I'll wrap things up because, Vince, you've done every dunk in the book.
Oh, the pick.
But you also know what it is like to be playing at 38 years old trying to get up like this. Sir, LeBron James, was his foot hurting? Yes. Did he almost need surgery? Yes. And was he still able to do that? Absolutely. A little pass from D'Angelo Russell. Oh, don't worry. I can switch hands midair. Give him the crown, Vince Carter. You know that he belongs in the upper room for what he was able to do in these playoffs, culminating in that dunk right there.
Wait, you brought props?
She brought props. We all know.
It's yours if you want it, Vince.
Catching a body is better than any dunk you can do on a fast break. Mm-mm. Thank you, Austin. Mm-mm.
There's a reason that the NBA protected the fast break. There's a reason why. Because that is the height of basketball. That's what we all want to see. We want to see LeBron James, 20 years in, still doing that. Just think of those knees. Think of those ankles. Think about that as you make your decision. Also, think about this $100 that I'm sending you over Venmo right now.
Can we get a drum roll?
Go ahead.
You all had great points. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if the winner has been in the upper room before. So can we remove those ropes for Andrew Wiggins? Welcome to the upper room, baby. Let's go.
Yes. I will never do this again.
What were you guys thinking?
I will never do this again.
What were you guys thinking?
Wiggins?
I'm done.
Wiggins?
First time.
Can we roll the tape, please?
He's talking about the
Can we roll the tape?
Yeah.
No, he didn't even touch. He
did what?
He did a flyby.
He flew by him. What are you talking about?
You're tripping, Vince, you tripping,
RJ,
bro.
RJ, he went in.
Are you tripping? I tell my kids all the time, you're the greatest dunker of all time. Nah. Come on.
What was Anthony Davis doing in the postseason this year?
Perk, we have to do one more upper room because we're still tied. We'll work on that.
BC, what are we doing?
Look how good looking I am.
How do you even get an opportunity to
I'm
put
judging
in
it next time.
Like, you,
Vince,
like, you can't
be the judge. I didn't put
Andrew
it.
Look Wiggins,
what y'all picked.
Welcome to the upper room. Coming up,
we have
dissected.
We had a defensive player of the year, and he picks a flyby.
See, Malika's not mad because she's still winning.
Me and Perk are actually tied. We're going to make some picks on tonight's game coming up after this. It is time for Putting in Work, presented by Upwork. You know who is putting in work? Jimmy Butler. He scored a team-high 29 points on Tuesday. It was in a loss to the Celtics. And for the postseason, he's averaging 30 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. Let's take a listen to Jimmy after that game.
Jimmy, after a game like this, how do you personally kind of avoid from getting too low yourself?
I'm going to listen to some music. You know, I'm going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to go have some wine. We're gonna be in this thing together like we always are. We're Cleveland gonna get one on the road.
All right. So Jimmy said it. Listened to a little bit of music. I feel like country is usually his vibe. I don't have wine, but I wish I did because it's been a long show, Richard Jefferson. But let's take a look at what the people at home said they think about tonight. We asked you, who's going to take it? And 56% of our voters
are wrong.
Said that the Miami Heat
56% of our voters
is going to take this game. So you're taking the Heat tonight.
Well, my issue is this. We sit up here day after day. I take time away from my family to inform you guys at the Celtics are going to win, and you guys still vote like that? I feel like they're trolling me. Like this, I'm
done. Blame them?
I don't blame them.
Austin, who you got tonight?
I got Boston.
Okay, why?
It's a home game. I think there's like a belief and an energy being built right now that they can come back and be the first team.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now they're concentrating game at a time.
You're making the right decision.
Yeah, man. I see
you wavering a little bit.
I do. What was the
thing that went through your mind that made you say, Miami. Well, maybe it's Miami?
Jimmy's just so calm and collective right now. His confidence is just kind of nerve-wracking, I think. Him and Kyle just have experience. It's hard to go against them. But I'm going Boston, man.
All right, let's bring in Perk and Vince into this conversation.
Vince should be grounded.
Gentlemen, who you think? Vince, I'm going to start with you. Yeah, what do you think, Vince? Who you got?
Both of y'all, hush. I got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat has been the second best player in the playoffs behind Jokic, and they will see each other. The best player and the second best player will see each other soon.
All right.
These two sensitive guys.
Perk.
Well, I already got my card revoked out of Boston by the Boston fans for not being biased. So since I'm revoked, I'm going to go with the Miami Heat. I'm going with Jimmy Butler. How about this?
Okay.
Yeah, for unbiased opinion. I'm going with the Miami Heat tonight.
Boy, I got no that's a lot of sensitivity going on.
The greatest dunker ever is picking the wrong dunks.
That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. I'm going to roll with Miami.
Shirt,
we'll see you tomorrow for a very special 2-hour show. Awesome.
Hey, all right, Bert. Well done.